Dear brothers and sisters, concluding our catechesis on St. Paul today, we look briefly at the end of his earthly life and his ongoing legacy. So there is no account of Paul's death in the New Testament. A strong tradition holds that he was martyred in Rome during the reign of Nero and buried along the Via Ostiense on the site of the present Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. St. Clement of Rome, in a first century letter to the Corinthians, extols Paul's patience in suffering as a model for all Christians to imitate. Paul himself alluded to his agony in sacrificial terms when he wrote, "For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand." Paul's writings have inspired countless commentaries through the centuries. New studies continue to shed light on his character, the churches he founded, and the gospel he preached. Paul was a generous apostle and an original thinker, but not the new founder of Christianity, as some have claimed. By listening to his teaching, may we be strengthened in our commitment to Christ, so as to take part joyfully in the Church's mission of evangelization. I am pleased to greet the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience. I particularly welcome the students from the Bosse Graduate School of Ecumenical Studies in Geneva, as well as pilgrims from Hong Kong and the United States of America. God bless you all.